We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Senator Toomey is with us here. I'll bring him up, guys. He's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome in and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, we'll talk about the elephant in the room, Pat Toomey, 2 years left and a great career here. I'm just trying to come to terms with it after all these fireside chats. But I wanted to go back to something, and again, we're doing a Senator today, do a side question every day, Eddie Van Halen dying. We're asking people to call in with the greatest in any category they make up. You may have one. I have one for you, though. The greatest in my memory of a guy as a senator, high level, who was the greatest detail guy, locking it up and precise, is Pat Toomey. Over the years that I've been doing this, without a doubt.
Well, no, you're very kind, Dom. I appreciate that. I don't know if that's true, but
no, it,
but
it
I'll
is.
Take it as a very kind compliment.
It is. I check everybody, even you. Trust but verify. Reagan with Gorbachev, but if you say it, I turn off the dogs a little bit sooner than I do when we're running it down when it comes to the details. And I wanted to just go back with you for a moment since the announcement and think about it. What is it, you're calling us from your basement, wherever you are in Washington, when you're not with the family back home, and we were talking about the mask, and something triggered in you the efficacy of that. What was it?
It was actually a video recorded by a guy from the Czech Republic, I'm pretty sure it was, and it was extremely persuasive. The guy, you know, relied on data and a very logical argument and talked about how in the Czech Republic, mask wearing went from zero, none whatsoever, to virtually 100% over the course of about a weekend. And I thought to myself, well, this certainly reduces the risk of transmission. And if they were this successful in getting adoption, then, you know, maybe we can get a widespread adoption quickly and slow down the transmission of this disease.
It was amazing, and that got to the White House, et cetera, but you married it to with your core principle of liberty here that we're not going to be, you know, mandating, usurping federal power over the states and all the rest of it. And I'm thinking about that, Senator. I don't know if you saw this. This was on Fox last night. I had to run it down for myself. But Gavin Newsom's Twitter, whoever does this for him with the health department, they have a video up, and they have stick figures, going out to eat with members of your household this weekend. Don't forget to keep your mask on between bites. Do your part to help those around you to help. My point being, and I've been waiting all day to drop this in, when I'm watching that, you can't make this stuff up, of taking something that has merit in context and just going crazy. It's not even politicizing. It's nuts to say something like that. I think that is more contagious. You're touching stuff. You're doing whatever. Sitting down in a meal, if you're going to be in a restaurant, with the mask on and off and all, it's amazing.
That's patently absurd, right? I mean, the thing that I hope we learned from this experience is you have to have some balance, right?
Yes.
It was a mistake, I think, to have the shutdown that we had to the degree that we had it. We went too far. It lasted too long. It did a great deal of economic damage and personal damage and human damage. And now there's evidence that the states that went the furthest with the lockdowns were not necessarily the most successful at reducing the spread of the disease. And so I think it's really important to strike a sensible balance. If you are going to be coming in contact with strangers or at the supermarket, whatever it is, I think it makes all the sense in the world to wear a mask. Do I wear a mask at home with my family? Of course not. You know, it's all about having some common sense and some balance.
Absolutely. And that's where most things come back to. Let's talk about the Supreme Court nominee. When Dianne Feinstein said the doctrine burns, devoutly in you or wildly, I think the brilliance is what burns brightly in this woman. The worst that they have on Coney Barrett at this point, apparently, when she was in law school, she was in housing at Notre Dame that was run by this group, the People of Praise. I think it's a British outfit that's putting this out there. Would they really be tempted, do you think, Democrats on this committee, to embarrass themselves and continue to go after her faith?
So I don't know, Dom. I know that Dianne Feinstein is deeply concerned about having a justice who is a devout Catholic. So whether that concern of hers arises again or whether she realizes that that's politically hugely problematic because most Americans have no such bigotry towards people of faith. So I don't know how they will handle it, but I will tell you this. I think when the American people see Amy Coney Barrett testifying, they're going to see her, it's going to be much more prominent than her testimony when she was before the Senate for the Circuit Court. And they're going to be really impressed with this woman. She's just such a terrific human being, so capable, so intelligent, so thoughtful. I think the American people are going to be impressed, and the Democrats are going to have to be really careful, or they're going to just cause themselves more problems.
She's very normal, too. And, you know, I know you're probably in this camp, too. I don't have a class resentment, but I do have a resentment that everybody in the world has to be from either Harvard or Yale. You know what I mean? And that's what we're that's not a diverse worldview to see that. There are a lot of capable people that went to great colleges. One of them is this guy Hardiman, who I think you've endorsed for various judgeships, who someday should be on the Supreme Court. And it impresses me. He's in Pennsylvania. For listeners, yep. You know this, Senator. But Santorum, when I had him on, made a lot of, when he went to the University of Maryland, Judge Hardiman, he drove a cab to support himself. There's something about that. We need more of that rather than just these typical candidates that we seem to roll out.
Yeah, there is a danger that when eight of the nine justices are from either Harvard or Yale law schools, there's a danger of a little bit of groupthink. But having said that, there clearly is a big ideological divide. So there's not whatever groupthink there might be does not manifest itself in political views. But I'm with you. I think somebody who's had ordinary American human experience, someone who's had to work for a living, someone who knows what it is to punch a clock. I do think that helps to inform your judgment.
Absolutely. We're talking with Senator Pat Toomey. So you think no surprises here, no attacks, and it plays into the VP debate tonight with Kamala Harris. I find it to be shocking for someone that crafty, I'll put it that way, political, to go after the guy who was the Knights of Columbus and other things with her. Are they in that much of a bubble? They don't realize there's a reason why so many Catholics are on the Supreme Court, how prominent the Catholic vote is in America? Or is it they believe maybe the media is never going to hold them to account for this?
I think it's more a very pervasive view on the left that is very skeptical of people of faith. And they'd be equally skeptical about an evangelical Protestant or an Orthodox Jew. It is people who have a deep faith that is so objectionable to them. But you know, picking on Catholics are what, a third of America or more,
something like that. Yes, yeah.
In some states, 40%.
Yes.
So you know. That's rather problematic if you take a dim view of such a huge segment of the American public, which is not monolithic at all. As you know, Catholics, and I'm one, we come in all stripes and all political persuasions and all walks of life. The idea that you would hold it against someone because they take their faith particularly seriously, I don't think that's going to play well with the American people.
No, and I wanted to talk about tonight's debate. I'm still in the camp. And look, the world has changed even since when you debated the last time around when you ran a female. But it is true, in some level, the female burden coming into a debate is likability, that sort of thing, in some way, shape, or form. And the male is not to be seen as a browbeater, you know, a bully, if you will. I still think as a communicator with some people, that's there. I happen to think Mike Pence is one of the all-time toughest debaters in a situation like this, where people are seated, and here's a guy who's going to drill down, as he did with Tim Kaine, on the details. The question, Senator, I have, though, and I don't know if you've given it thought, with all the radicalism of Harris and Biden, the programs, the things they're talking about they would actually do are right there. There is something about not answering. They did it again this morning, the Supreme Court question. Is the polling that staggering where the American people would go nuts if they said they would pack the court?
It'd be a big negative for them. The American people understand that an independent judiciary is incredibly important. That is, in my view, the crown jewel of the American governance system, the federal system. It was made what it became in Marbury versus Madison back in the very early 1800s when the Chief Justice Marbury established the precedent that the Supreme Court would decide the constitutionality of legislative and executive action. It's not explicitly written into the Constitution, but it's a 200-year-old tradition now. And the independence and the political independence of the court is essential if this court is going to play that role, which it has done. The idea that we would come along and say, well, whenever either party has both the presidency and the Senate, we're just going to expand the size of the court and fill it with people who will give us the policy outcomes we want. The American people know that's a disaster. That's the end of the independent judiciary, the crown jewel of our system. So that's why they have to hide from this, Dom. But let me tell you, that's where they're going if they win everything.
Well, they're going to make it a one-party system. If you get two more senators, I was telling my wife this last night, you know better, I guess, but usually the maximum you're having, I guess, recently in the Senate, you might have an advantage sometimes of 55, 58 senators of one party versus the other. Well, if you're close all the time, you're in the 45 to 46 range at least, and then you have two from Puerto Rico and two from D.C., that are always going to be progressive, far progressive, no matter what, you're close to the magic majority every single time, even if the great mass of America rejects you, right?
The idea of making the District of Columbia, which frankly is completely inconsistent with the Constitution, for very good reason, the founders understood that the seat of federal government should not be beholden to a particular state that would have its own interests. And that's why they established this separate district that was explicitly not a state. Terrible idea. I think they'll run into constitutional problems. But, if they've packed the Supreme Court, then maybe they can solve those problems with people that will be there to do their bidding. But you're right. I think there are a number of structural changes they want to make to give them a long-term, if not permanent, political advantage. And that's, another very problematic potential development.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you as always for the time. To be continued, though, we still have two more years, and hopefully the Senate will go the right way and you'll be the chairman of something where I think your acumen, details, and good sense will make a real difference, even more than you have so far. But wouldn't be bad on the resume to have the mask out there coming from Pat Toomey. I'll be asking that as a trivia question 3 or 4 years from now, and I'll be reminding people that's a pretty good thing to be known for.
All right. Well, thanks very much for having me, Dom. I appreciate it.
Do you have a GOAT in any category, Senator? Greatest of all time.
Oh, gosh, you're catching me totally off guard. Let me think about it. I'll have one next time.
All right. Thanks, Senator. To be continued.
Thanks, Tom.
Senator Pat Toomey here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.